computer fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only is it hot, the risk of some hefty thunderstorms will continue well into the evening hours before fading out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 76, some with gusty winds, perhaps, and some intense lightning. So watch out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. For tomorrow, we'll have a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms roaming around in the afternoon and evening hours. Mid-90s again, with triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program. It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government, nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble. give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, boy, cheer up.
Always look on the bright side.
What you got to lose? You know, you come from nothing, you're going back to nothing. What you lost?
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Ah, the bright side of life. Here I am on a Friday afternoon, and I'm surrounded by friends.
Woo!
Rosie, Eddie Beta, and of course my tunnel-like psychic.
Joey.
My name is Greg, and I am a recovering alcoholic.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Well, not for that. I'm supposed to be there. One day at a time. All right. On the bright side of life. I got my written summary of my annual examination.
Wow.
Let's see.
Is it what you thought?
We have the results of your recent comprehensive evaluation of the physical portion showing you have blood pressure to be 120 over 69, pulse 77.
That's great.
Congratulations on your extraordinary weight loss. It doesn't say that. I'm just interpreting the medicalese.
Well, good, good. I'm glad you put that in there.
You look good.
Look ravishing.
Not just today.
No, he looks ravishing today.
No, he's
ravishing.
Does a guy want to look ravishing?
There's a glow ravishing about you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think if I'm a guy, I don't want to be ravishing. I would like somebody to ravage me. You know, I mean, I want to be somebody that a woman would want to ravage.
Well, you do
like
today.
A savage.
You've got the nice shirt on there. You look like you kind of just stepped out of the jungle. If you'd only had a safari hat.
Rama of the jungle.
Right, right. You're like Indiana Jones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But on the radio.
It's 3:09, and this is a bullcrap alert from News Talk 93.1 FM. If you should find some on your windshield, it's falling out of the sky, and we're launching it here. Comprehensive metabolic panel showed a normal sodium and potassium. Good for normal sodium and potassium.
Please clap.
Glucose was normal at 98. Your kidney function tests were normal. Your liver function tests were normal. Let's hear it from Miracle Liver.
Yes, Miracle Liver.
Good liver.
I think your liver in particular has that Mickey Mantle gene. Like you can go that extra mile.
Mickey Mantle died at age 64.
Was it from his liver?
Yeah, but the point is...
Yes.
Oh, well, never mind.
Cirrhosis and cancer. The guy died a horrible death. And among his last words were to baseball fans saying, "Don't be like me."
But isn't the reference to the Mickey Mantle gene is that even though he had the terrible knees, all these ailments, he was able to perform at an incredibly high level?
Well, yeah, when you're...
That's what I was trying to say to you.
22 or 23, there's a story about a day he was way too hungover to even play in a day game.
Mm-hmm.
The manager said, "No, I'm not putting it. It's too dangerous for you. You're so hungover." So they didn't play him, but he was on the bench with his head buried in his hands. And they needed a pinch hitter in the seventh inning. So they said, "Oh, you think you can go up there and not get killed?" "I'll go." And he goes up and hits a 450-foot home run.
Heck yeah.
Wow.
This is what I'm talking about, Greg.
Now, I could hit that 450-foot home run when I, you know, but... And you're right about there, mister. I'm telling you right now. I'm just giving you a heads up, Joey.
Don't get me started.
Consider me the big brother you never wanted.
Don't get me started. I would have been fine today, but now that you've challenged me and drawn a line, it's on, brother.
Brother. We did this whole thing this morning on our TV segment about the age where our sense of adventureness peaks is 34.
Mm.
nobody's done this study, but I think, based on all the thousands of stories I've heard and my own experience, 32 is the age where you just can't do crazy partying and pretend like you're functioning at work.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think my sense of adventure wore out long before 35.
Well, I mean, we were, you know, in specific instances, Jay was talking about bungee jumping.
Yeah.
Was
like,
it's a beautiful morning.
All right, let's see what other good news we have here. Normal kidney, normal liver. Your complete blood count showed normal white count. Racist.
I was just going to say that.
And platelet count. This white supremacist crap. Will you people stop?
It's like the, what's that story about the boy that called wolf too many times? Mm-hmm. After a while, it loses it.
This is their latest thing. Nothing else has worked, so now we're going to go with this. And you know what? The only people that want to believe it are the people that hate him already. He's done more for people of color than any president since Ronald Reagan.
Thank you.
Obama did nothing. He wasn't out to improve the lives. They're in debt. I tweeted this out today. Because there's a black Republican running, I believe, in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying horrible things to him because he dares to be black. And I said, the Civil War ended 154 years ago, yet the Democrats keep blacks enslaved to an ideology and don't like it when somebody dares to think differently. What kind of freedom is that?
They did the same thing to Tim Scott.
It's yeah. Terrible, but what basically they've got no game plan. So when all
and
else
Ben
fails,
Carson.
You start screaming the race card.
Yeah,
and,
Ben Carson's been through that.
Suddenly that race card has no value. You know, that...
It's 2019, and I think the reason this is not going to work is most people look around and say, who are you talking about?
Right.
This is the old capital of the old South, and the perception of Montgomery in ignorant places, people
exactly.
Who have never been here and gotten to know the people here, is that we have clan meetings every night of the week.
You'd think we have them downtown.
you haven't read Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Twitter thread recently.
I know she got rid of her campaign guy after he kind of made it.
Well, mild bit of campaign shenanigans with money there.
No, and that guy was pissing everybody off in the Democratic Party.
But
I think that's her brain trust, though, is that guy. Without him, what's she got?
Well, they're getting wisegirded to the fact that, no, when you call everybody racist or white supremacist, people are like, well, who the hell are you talking about in 2019? So her big, and this is what the left's going to do, it's like, well, it can exist unconsciously.
Oh, come on.
And it's like the remnants of, you know, we need to talk about the beginnings of white supremacy.
I think we should have a license. You should have a license to be able to say that word. And you get that license when you've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're completely free of prejudice and bigotry. Then you can call somebody a racist. What, am I supposed to take your word for it?
But aren't most white supremacists somewhat proud to be white supremacists? You don't really have to call them one. They kind of announce that on their own.
Has anybody ever looked to see, I'm sure you have, you've seen old videos, because there really is nothing recent, of Klan gatherings, how ridiculous they look.
Yeah.
They were evil.
But it's become a comedy thing. In a lot of movies, there'll be a Klan rally, and it's usually the people in that Klan rally are made to look like doofuses, just like in Old Brother, We're Out.
That's one of my favorite
lines.
Right.
I mean, you become to realize they're more of a laughing stock. The reason they're hiding their faces is because they're so embarrassed of what they're doing.
Well, I found that one line where the guy who's running for governor recognizes the soggy bottom boys.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And they ruined his Klan meeting. Like, they just kind of destroyed the whole thing. And he finally is trying to call them out. Like, I know these boys. I have it on good authority that I saw these boys desecrating a fiery cross last night. And it's like, oh, no. You said too much, sir.
Yeah, that cross is what hit John Goodman.
The Cyclops.
Great movie.
Love that movie. Anyway, Craig, back to your annual.
your complete blood count show, oh, I did the normal white count. Your analysis was normal. Which,
do you remember that? Did it come out okay and all that too? Or did you just going off their word?
There was nothing in it that
alarming.
It was cause for alarm.
That's good.
But it does bring to mind another issue here in our building.
The light bulb?
In the men's room. So here's my
Would you like me to put the light bulb in the men's restroom before I leave this afternoon?
It's a fluorescent thing. I don't know if it's a... maybe we should call Mr. Like, how bad did the market go down today?
Really said Dow's up, it looks like.
It's up 43% since the 2016 election. Yeah. So screw off, people.
I asked Emily yesterday, how many Blue Waters employees does it take to change a light bulb? Apparently more than you guys have in stock right now.
I guess it's a fluorescent light. I really don't know what the issue is. Dow was down 90s, no big deal.
I've gotten pretty good at going in the dark. So.
No, this has been since Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm tired of standing there with my in one hand and a cigarette lighter in the other so I can see where I'm going.
Turn your phone on. Well, then you take your phone with you.
I'll drop it in the toilet.
Right.
Yeah. Rather, the lighter throws enough light in that tiny bathroom to illuminate.
Well, be careful.
But if it doesn't get fixed, starting on Monday, I'm going to use it with the door open so everybody can hear it.
Well, Greg, you've watched Curb Your Enthusiasm. We were talking about
grumpy old man.
Exactly.
We were talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm earlier this week. There's a solution to this that show offered you. You could sit.
Oh, that.
Not so much, Craig.
Now that is a disturbing image.
You don't only have to sit to do that.
I'm
that
talking about protest.
Yeah.
You gonna have a sit-in?
Well, I don't want to walk.
No, elevator guy is funny.
He'll have a stand-in with the door open.
In our next segment, we'll get into my sodium and potassium levels.
I hope they change that
light
bulb.
We're all sitting here with bated breath.
I hope they change that light bulb, or I could hear myself come on. Greg Budell, local radio host, has been arrested for indecent exposure.
Having a sit-in, protest at work.
He was just trying to go to the bathroom and protest the lack of light in the restroom.
If leaving the door open and making all that water noise doesn't get the job done, maybe I'll go outside on the thinking stoop and tinkle on the antenna that's built out there.
Emily, are you listening to this?
Be very careful with that, Greg.
Yeah.
The city of Montgomery, they kind of frown on that.
Right.
And there's about a $600 charge.
How do you know this?
That's because they're white tinkleists. They just...
Not only that, you have a multitude of witnesses along the interstate.
Go out there and do that. Here, crashes taking place. Did I just see that?
Traffic update.
No, on that, I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. 320.
I was about to say, if people can see from the interstate, then you got a lot to be happy about. No wonder this show's called Happy Hour.
Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson will be with us on Wednesday.
Yay!
Julie.
Yes, they will.
And they are, for those who are facing divorce, and they specialize in representing men. They are tenacious. They're incredible. They are so experienced in this universe, and they know how to fight prejudices that still exist against men, especially when it comes to issues like custody and stuff. And I'm sure I'm not the only man in divorce history who has looked at a document a couple of years after it was signed and said, the hell was I thinking? How did I get into this? Because it's very hard to get out and very expensive to get out once your name is on that line and you're obligated. So in addition to making sure that custody rights are looked out for, it's a matter of an agreement that is livable. It's very important work. I would urge any man, even if you just think it's coming, be preemptive, because you get a big discount as a News Talk listener on your consultation fee, 819-4810. Don't get blindsided, because then you start to, you're not thinking right, you're not prepared, and you may make bad decisions, like I did. So Dana and Jacqueline are there at 819-4810. You can read the testimonials on the difference they made for others at divorceformenalabama.com. Again, 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hyperglycemia coming up next.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Mr. Sandman. It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. While supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by the new Meatless Whopper. And coming soon, potatoless fries, chickenless nuggets, and lettuceless salad.
It is 3:25. Meatless Whopper. No thanks.
No thank you.
You know, I have not had a slice of bread or a bun or any carbohydrate in over 5 weeks now.
Now, how's it going, Greg? Has it bothered you? I mean, first few days maybe, but other than that?
No. You have so many options.
Yeah.
Now, because I enjoyed, I didn't even know Konecka made hot dogs. And I got a package, and those are very good. And you can dip them in mustard. But if you want a, like a Chicago-style dog with the relish and the onions and all the celery salt.
Good stuff.
Gets messy without a bun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I might miss that, but I'm doing fine.
You haven't had any
You know what I had for lunch today?
I microwaved
a box of spinach, melted a little cheddar cheese on the spinach, put a little sprinkle of cricket dust on it, and a Kaneka hot dog and a little mustard, and that was it. It was fine. It was enough.
Is that all you had today? What'd you have?
No wonder I'm so damn healthy.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Nothing.
So far today,
I made BLTs for the gang.
Okay, but you didn't partake. Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you had some of the bacon.
No.
You had some of the tea.
No, I only had 9 slices of bacon, 3 apiece. We're very socialist with the bacon in the morning.
So no, that's not enough bacon. It's very generous of you, but if I'm making my own BLT.
No, on BLT morning, now mayo is keto, so you can have that. So what I do in the morning on BLT day is I slice off tomato butts.
Yeah.
Because you want 3 round, fairly equal-sized and thick slices. And the tomatoes I get, you can get 3 good ones out of a tomato. So I slice off the bottom and then the front, the sexual part of the tomato, and then I put it on a plate, and I just eat them like little tomato wedgies with with a little mayonnaise and a shake of 7 pepper seasoning, which you can also get at food outlets.
Sounds delicious. Today's been a weird day for me. I'm not on keto, but I woke up early but fell back asleep, so then I woke up late, and I've just been behind all day. So all I've eaten today was a slice of cake and now 2 Reese's Cups.
Wow.
You are
we had a birthday celebration for
sugar levels
up. For Andrew this morning. I didn't know if any of Kristen's birthday cake would be left. I thought, well, that's nice and tacky. We found this used birthday cake in the kitchen. So, and I brought in candles because I had those at home. But taking no chances that the cake would have survived yet another night, I stopped and bought Twinkies. Oh. I don't even know if Andrew knows what those are. But we put 3 candles and 2 Twinkies and lit them up and sang happy birthday to him.
That was sweet of you guys.
By the way, somebody brought her another cake. So there's another cake downstairs.
But Jay was saying there's another cake.
That's
what I ate.
Interesting. Another cake?
Yeah.
I only got 1 cake for my birthday.
Yeah, no, everybody loves her.
Yeah, I was going to say, she got a lot of fans.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's one of those women, instead of sending flowers, you send cake.
Maybe that's a new
thing. I got her a gift. I got her some jalapeno cheddar Cheetos. Apparently, she likes those.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I was at the gas station. I remembered. I'm like, hey, I can spend $3.
Hero.
That's one thing that you can have on keto, by the way, is pork rinds. Of all these snacks that come in bags, for some reason, pork rinds are okay.
And they're great with guacamole.
They have no carbs.
I haven't tried that yet. I have to do that. Guacamole's okay, too.
Yeah, they're all...
When you first open the pork rind bag, it always smells...
That reminds me, Rosie, the next time you're at that store, which will go on.
Yes.
Would you mind getting
you some
me
more
that,
cheese?
That, cut me some of that.
You know cheese? What? They have another. They've got another brand, and it's got 2 in it. One is Gouda, and one is Haverty.
Oh,
that's
an
Irish
Haverty.
Cheese. I'm not too confident that the Irish are good at cheese. So maybe we should hold off.
Okay. I'll bring you some samples.
I'm a
calling him. Just a little
I'll bring you out. Some samples, and that way, if you like it.
I love the other one, though.
Okay, they're great.
Cheese racist?
Yeah.
Cheesist.
Cheesist.
What are you, English?
All right. Where did we leave off on my medical?
Next thing you'll be quoting Kipling, he's a white man's burden.
No, all right, the last thing we looked at was my ear.
Your blood sugar's fine.
Which was normal.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
All right, your lipid panel showed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look that word up real quick?
I think that's the fats.
Fats?
Fats, yeah. Fatty lipids, yeah.
Total cholesterol. That's how my grandpa used to pronounce that.
Cholesterol.
Yeah. Is 161, with the goal being less than 200.
You're good, baby.
Yes.
So we are within range on that.
Very good.
Yay.
Triglycerides were 77, with the goal being less than 150.
Excellent.
Yay.
HDL, or good cholesterol, was 42, with the goal being greater than 60.
Uh-oh.
Red flag.
We got to work on that.
LDL, or bad cholesterol, was 104, with the goal being less than 100. I'm only slightly...
Not that bad.
Yeah. Your average sugar test, the hemoglobin AJC, AIC, A1C, was 5.9%, giving you a three-month average blood sugar of 120. Does anybody want to know my testosterone?
No. Yes.
I'm going to, yeah. Is your scale 1 to 10 on that one?
I don't want to discuss.
I want to figure out what you're doing.
Rosie's in the room. Come on, guys.
No, I want to figure out what you're doing.
Is your scale a 1 to 10 scale? Because sometimes it's different.
We'll go into our unlit bathroom and I'll give you those numbers.
HR. HR, please, if you're listening.
Joey, let us know how that
I do
works
not
out
feel safe anymore.
Let's put it this way. It's very good. Your prostate number.
Sorry, that tickled me.
This doesn't get enough attention.
not the prostate didn't tickle me.
No. We always hear about everybody else's issues, but men, nobody cares about our prostate exams.
You do if you got to go get one.
I care.
Yeah, men care.
No, I care, Greg. What's going on with your prostate?
Quick and painless. No, they look for a number, PSA, which stands for the public service announcement on your prostate.
Right.
Was 3.8. Normal is less than 4.
Hey, you're good, baby.
Yeah.
Now, this is where it gets a little bit grim.
Oh, no.
Your chest x-ray showed evidence of COPD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Otherwise, no suspicious lesions.
You know what that means.
I know what it means. I'm just not ready to...
You better get ready.
And I'm going to pause there because hyperlipidemia is next.
But I'm proud that you have high T and a good prostate.
Thank God.
No, I was worried.
Well, a lot of times, people's testosterone goes down.
When I make my gratitude list at the end of the day,
you actually make a list.
For example, on my list would be 3 hours of radio with good friends.
Yay.
But you do 6 hours.
Candy.
You do 6 hours of radio.
Yes.
A day.
Well, this,
but talking about good friends.
I didn't have a good time this morning. So I'm
talking about good friends, Joey. Why you got to bring up the other thing, Joey?
This is the show we're doing, so I'll put this show on the list. Unless something goes really wretched between now and six.
We'll try to keep it level.
I promise nothing.
I will put good PSA prostate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to make this list now while I have the numbers handy.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one? Oh, T.
Your testosterone. Your T is good, man. Good T.
I'll just put a big arrow pointing upwards on that number.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
No. No, none. I'll tell you what, when I pulled into the lot this afternoon, my car thermometer, which is pretty darn accurate, said 99. Well, that's higher than my PSA number.
Mm-hmm.
That was the temperature outside.
Yeah.
And the heat index, Rich is talking about heat indexes that could be over 110.
Oh, Lord.
Early next week. It's August. It's the days are shorter. Where's all this heat coming from?
Dog days of summer.
Climate change.
It is.
So anyway.
It's all that hot air coming from Washington.
Our AC units are not going to be getting a break. If you have not partnered up with a great local AC company, let me recommend Clark's, as I've been doing for a decade now. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing covers the infrastructure of your home with guaranteed priority service with your Clark's Club membership. And for that $159 purchase, you get two annual tune-ups to your system. They will be there when you need them 24/7. And they also have an incredibly talented team of plumbers. And I have had nothing but positive experiences with Clark's, and we have had so many calls about them over the years from people who are so glad that they made the connection with Clark's. They not only hire the best in the field, they hire fantastic human beings. You will feel so comfortable with that. By the way, they're all background checked very thoroughly, and they are drug tested on an ongoing basis because that's just that last step they take to make sure. So, for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's, 277-2125, Alabama certification number 99004. It's time for our first look at traffic this afternoon, and it is All Request Friday. If there's something you want to hear, call us, 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and the biggest traffic jams we see are on the boulevard. Be careful. There's no accidents, but there's lots of traffic out there. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any issues for you. I-65 and I-85 are both running at a speed limit ride, and the 31s look pretty good this afternoon. Let's be careful as we get our weekend started. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Ellis Heskey with Alabama News Network. A 39-year-old Montgomery woman, Laquanda Gilmore Garrett, was sentenced to 72 months in prison for filing false federal tax returns. In addition to the six-year prison sentence, she was also ordered to pay over $56,000 in restitution. Garrett operated a tax preparation business called L&G Associates LLC in Montgomery. Eat MGM, Montgomery's annual restaurant week, starts today. 10 days of deals, online contests, and foodie meetups. Organized by the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce Convention and Visitor Bureau, go to eatmgm.com for more information. Fishing League Worldwide, the world's largest tournament fishing organization, announced Lake Martin has been selected to host the third event of the 25th season of the FLW Tour, March 19th through the 22nd of 2020 in Alex City. The tour will feature seven regular season tournaments showcasing the best anglers in the world. I'm Ellis Heskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only is it hot, the risk of some hefty thunderstorms will continue well into the evening hours before fading out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 76, some with gusty winds, perhaps, and some intense lightning. So watch out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. For tomorrow, we'll have a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms roaming around in the afternoon and evening hours. Mid-90s again, with triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their seven real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison. And by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work, so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas. Worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whee! They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are different. difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages. And we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
I wish George Carlin was still alive so he could address this stuff with these twerps. Because of many pieces of wisdom in that clip is the part about conceit, the arrogance, that these idiots, these climate change a-holes that just can't take a hot day without having to blame it on something extraordinary, think they can change the weather. We're not the country with the waste and the carbon emissions that are problematic. I don't know that the weather's changed in China. They have terrible pollution there.
That's right. Yeah. Remember during the Olympics, they had to have the whole no driving thing.
Yeah. So just stop. This planet is bigger and better than you are. And it doesn't need your... I saw some spot for Honeywell today and... talking about the products they build for the future. One of them was a lady who was talking about how she's improved aerosols so there's less of a threat to the planet. Really, lady? You see how big that sky is up there? You really think my white rain hairspray... And I don't buy it because I'm a racist. It's just white rain. That's the brand.
Just the brand name?
Yeah. I would use black rain if they made a brand like that.
Or blue rain. Or red rain.
Red rain coming down.
Whatever. The rain is irrelevant.
No, wait. But do you use hairspray?
Yes.
Why?
In the morning.
You wear headphones all day.
I know it seems like a waste, but
he wants to
in
look
my car,
pretty for his ride into work.
It's not, well, we're on TV.
Oh, that's right.
So
I forgot about
5 minutes of every morning in my car, I'm holding up a cigarette lighter and putting on makeup.
Mm-hmm. You're like doing the thing.
Because the car light isn't bright enough, and I have to put on a flat pancake so my face doesn't look like the side of a bowling ball on TV, you know, with glare.
We could do some behind-the-scenes footage.
I'm telling you.
This would be hysterical.
You do live a challenged life, don't you?
She does. Where's my pancake makeup?
Well, Rosie, even
using
the,
a Maybelline.
And Rosie, even the Charmed have their challenges. Okay,
you need to carry a lantern around with you. That way, you will never be without light.
You know, it'd be even better to have somebody there holding my lantern for me, so I could use both hands. It's hard to do all this stuff one-handed. It really is.
I don't
is.
Know, Greg. Every morning on the way in, I see women put on their makeup as they're driving.
Yeah, so. I know.
That is
pardon me while I curl
dangerous.
My exactly. Oh, my God. Today, the distracted driving was ridiculous. It was an obscenity. But you always worry when you have to tap 5 times on somebody because the lights change. The other lane of traffic has had 4 cars go through the
exactly.
light. And you're sitting there looking down at your lap at whatever's in there that's so fascinating. I see we have a call. What happened? David.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Oh, boy. How are you?
Thank you for calling
in. About Chinese and pollution, you know, when they had the Olympics coming up, there were several industries they completely shut down for like 30 days prior because the pollution from them was so bad. And they actually are the main manufacturer of glyphosate, which, of course, is the main ingredient in Roundup. And that facility was so filthy and polluting that they not only shut it down, they bulldozed it and buried it.
Goodness.
And they actually had, for that entire year, we had a shortage of Roundup in the United States. You could hardly find it, and if you could, you paid a fortune for it.
By the way, can you still buy it after that lawsuit?
Oh, yeah. You know, that lawsuit is a joke. You know the guy who got the first judgment against Bayer, which they own it because they bought Monsanto, who invented it. The guy who got the first lawsuit had worked at a golf course part-time for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And claimed that it gave him non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm.
Working a couple days a week for 2 weeks.
He must have gone swimming in it.
Yeah. So I've been using it for over 40 years, and it's like anything else. If you use it accordingly, according to the label, and you wear the proper clothing when you're applying it, you won't have any problem.
Right.
And
well, and the judge reduced that judgment from $2 billion to $86
million. And right. That was an elderly couple in Northern California that got that. The guy before them was in, I think, Central California. And like I said, had just been working part-time in a golf course for 2 weeks. So, and I don't know how they claim they got it. You know, I don't know if they just claim they got it working around their house or if they were in the green industry.
Maybe they got curious and tried the Roundup Enema. You never know.
It's, yeah. Woo! So, but
well, it'll eliminate any bug problems you're having in that area.
Yeah, exactly.
No more bed bugs.
Anyway, you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Thanks, David.
Eddie on the spot here. Yep. That was good. It is almost 4 o'clock. We've had a good time so far. And I haven't even finished my medical report. I just checked the mailbox. There it was, so I brought it in and thought we'd all read it together. And we haven't even gotten to hyperlipidemia, hypogonadism, elevated hemoglobin.
Because we are all interested in your health, Greg.
Very much so. Especially that hemoglobin.
Every detail, every dot and tittle, every nook and cranny.
Really, the only thing he's concerned about, and he's obligated to tell me this so I don't get upset, I would strongly encourage you to decrease your smoking. He didn't say quit, he said decrease.
Oh, well, there you go. There you
but
go,
I probably
Greg.
Showed him. Now, these idiots stopped making these. These are half a cigarette. They cut your smoking in half just by their size.
Genius.
Well, they stopped making them. So now, a friend of mine went on a hunt for these yesterday to see if any of the local convenience stores had them. You know, Taliban Shell across the street.
Yeah.
And found 23 packs. Still
dude, that's
there.
Genius. Oh, nice. That is genius. That's marketing genius. I'll sell you half a cigarette for the same price.
Well, that's the idiot part on my behalf because you actually pay more for those. Maybe they're harder to make because they're so thin. It's like somebody you know that could roll.
It's like a delicate
art. What about the Korean cigarettes? Have you ever had those? They're really skinny and
I have not had the skinny Korean cigarettes. But I have had my friend Billy the K. You remember Billy the K? He used to come back. He traveled for a company he worked for locally, and he would bring back cigarettes from Asia. One country puts pictures of tumors and lung cancer on their packs.
Yep, I've seen that.
Neither one of them was protected. I still have some. I think they might even be in that file cabinet there. They're not very easy, but I, you know, when you're desperate.
Yeah, what do you do?
Another David?
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Because according to the ratings, we only had one David listed.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have two, so we're going.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, to put an exclamation point on the last David, I've been using Roundup for 30 years professionally, and it is all about how you use it, and there are directions. A lot of people don't even realize Roundup, the product glyphosate, it won't kill a plant unless you put it on the leaf of the plant. If you put it on the ground next to the plant, it will not kill that plant.
But you do that with a sprayer, not putting a handful in tossing the
plant. And you don't, it's not like you take a watering can and drench the plant. If you missed it on the leaves, it will die. And it will die to the root. And if you pull it or try to extract it any other way, you leave part of the root, and that weed is coming back.
I get a call.
I guarantee.
I get a product called Eraser at Preble Farm Center. And when you use that on weeds, you can hear them gargling, making choking sounds as they're dying.
Look at the ingredients. They make a 24-hour Roundup now, or other things that work quicker.
Yeah.
Look at the active ingredient on the label, glyphosate. That's Roundup.
David, okay, we're out of time, but added, I thank you for the call.
They're adding defoliant. That's what makes it work so fast.
Okay.
All right. It's 357 John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard. We have been a customer of them recently for exterior paint and interior paint, doing the front door in a new bright color, and then we've got some backyard work. We want to get that done soon, too, because we've got plenty of summer left, and the old paint, and this is why John Lee's Solar Proof is so effective, must be very porous because there are areas where it's kind of dark, it's mildew. And that's what happens. Now, their solar proof is mildew resistant because it doesn't have the pores that the mildew can collect in and grow. So when you put it on, it's going to continue to look great. And it's their name on that brand. They can help you with anything else you need, including the right brushes and rollers to use, depending on the surface you're covering. They can sell you any other thing you need to complete a painting project so that when you start, you won't have to drop everything and run back for something you forgot. They go over a checklist with you. And for 3.5 decades, they've been the best in the River Region for pros and do-it-yourselfers. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, where last I checked, the sign said, anger is one letter away from danger. Here's Sharon.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you an interesting fact about Roundup that I learned in my various horticulture classes.
Sure.
Roundup only will kill greens. You can spray it on a stem or tree bark. It will not kill it if you do it on brown. It will only kill what's green. So it's real color specific.
You know, you teed up a joke there for me that I'm not going to use.
Why not?
Because
day and time.
Yeah, I know. It's the day and time. It's just, you know. And I don't want to have some demented AOC fan on my butt, so.
You just got out of jail, didn't you?
But, yeah, I just got out of Facebook jail. I'm surprised I'm not back in it with what I sent out this afternoon.
That's all.
But Sharon, I really appreciate the call. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
Well, you're welcome. Because I'm a big Roundup fan, I just had to learn how to use it and understand that I had, you know. And also, if you've got something really stubborn, you can cut it off at the ground, like poison oak.